You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Rav left off at the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis. It's in the middle of a little bit of a confusing. So it's not so confusing. There's just like a lot of back and forth. So I guess that can make it confusing, but. But after a couple of chazaras, things like fall into place nicely. We're going to have a nice back and forth. I think the Rav even mentioned at the end of the previous year, what we're going to see. We're going to be seeing a back and forth between Abai and Rav in the defense of the positions. So let's just do a very brief chazara. So we had a teaching of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And then there was a second teaching from a different Tana, the Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, one of the Tanaim of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, and Abaye believed that they were really they held the same opinion, and it's just two manifestations of the same concept, and Rava argued that they were actually in disagreement. And then we wanted to understand the common denominator, which is the source of what they all agree on, which is that 3x3, something that is a cloth that's 3x3 etzbaos of tzemer or fishtim, can become tame. And so we were trying to figure out the source of that, and then through the back and forth of trying to nail down the source. So that one of them, there are two exclusions there, two miutim in the psukim, and what they come to exclude is shalosh al shalosh and shlosha al shlosha. Did the Rav just differentiate, like just give the grammatical point of those terms? Okay, so just right, the shalosh al shlosh and shlosha al shlosha, what is that? So these it could be very confusing when you're looking at it, what it's referring to. So shalosh is it's very counterintuitive, the grammar of numbers, because usually hey at the end is feminine, and without a hey is masculine, but it's reverse numbers. So shalosh is actually a feminine term, it's nekeva, while shalosha is masculine. Now we're talking about tfachim and etzbaos. So etzbaos would be shalosh etzbaos, while tvachim would be shlosha tvachim. So when you see shlosha al shlosha, that's referring to the shlosha al shlosha tvachim principle. And if you see shlosh al shlosh, that's referring to the shlosh al shlosh etzbaos principle. Is that helpful? Okay. So we have these two exclusions, meaning to teach us that shlosh that both. Right, shalosh al shalosh and shalosh al shalosha of shar begadim don't become tame. That whether it's 3x3 tvachim or even whether it's the shar begadim, meaning non wool and non flax, whether it's 3x3 etzbaos or even 3x3 tvachim, they don't become tame. And that's how we conclude. Now this is actually problematic for Rava, but Ula Rava de Amar Shlosha al Shlosha Bishar Begadim Ika Benayu. But when Rava explained the Machlokis, the Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, when he explained the Machlokis, he said there actually is a difference. He said there is a Machlokis, right? Abai said there's no Machlokis. He says there is a Machlokis, and the differentiating factor is Ika Benayhu Shlosha al Shlosha Bishar Begadim. That if it's 3x3 tfachim, even if it's not wool or flax, even if it's not wool or flax, it still becomes tame if it's shlosha al shlosha tefachim. So that doesn't fit with what we just said, meaning when we just tried to learn the source according to everybody, the source that everybody would agree with, we ended up with two exclusions which exclude the possibility of shar begadim becoming tame if it's 3x3 tefachim or 3x3 etzbos or even 3x3 tefachim. But according to Rava, Rava says, right, again, I'll read those words again, three lines at the bottom. Ulurava de Amar Shlosha al Shlosha Bishar Bagadim Ikabanayu. Rava says that one of the Tanayim holds that Shlosha by Shlosha al Shlosha, meaning 3x3 Tvachim by at least by Shar Bagadim, Ikabanayu. One of the Tanayim does hold of it. Rubshim ben Elazar Islay. According to Rubshim ben Elazar, there is such a thing as Shar Bagadim, if it's 3x3 Tvachim, becoming Tameh. Latana debay Rabbi Yishmael leislei shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim. But Latana debay Rabbi Yishmael holds that there is no that by shar begadim, what even if it's 3x3 tefachim, it still doesn't become tame. So, I think I read that incorrectly, but nothing was incorrect. Just the way I read that last piece. I'll read it again in a moment, but. Rava now has a problem, right? Again, because we had two exclusions in the psukim, which indicate that 3x3 atzpaos and even 3x3 tefachim will never become tamei. By shar begadim will never become tamei. Only wool and only flax, only those two tzemer ufishtim. But according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, in Rava's understanding of it, he says that no, sometimes you have a shar begadim, if it's 3x3 tefachim, it can become tamei. So we'll read it like this. Alatana debay Rabbi Shmuel leislei. So shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim minale. Where does he learn it? Meaning, according to Rava, how does Rabbi Shimon know that shlosha al shlosha by shar begadim does become tameh? How does he get that? Right? We just had two psukim that exclude that possibility. So how does Rava defend his understanding of Rabbi Shimon? Really, shlosha al shlosha, 3x3 tefachim by shar begadim should not become tameh. So how does he learn that it becomes tameh? Minale. So the answer is nafka mi obeged. He learns it from the extra phrase obeged, extra word obeged. Rashi that says dechsiv bishratzim o ribuyahu. That the word is unnecessary by in the passage of shratzim, right? Not the sras one, but the shratzim. And he learns that o to teach me that 3x3 tefachim by shar begadim also can become tamei. It's not just tzemer ufishtim, it's even shar begadim, as long as it's 3x3 tefachim. He learns that from o beged, the extra word o. And we're going to elaborate on that teaching. D'tanya is belonging to the Braisa. Beged, the pasuk says beged, ainli ella beged. So now all I know is if it's a real beged. Shlosha al shlosha b'shar shlosha b'shar begadim minayin. So where do I? But if it's, how do I know that even if it's not a real beged, it's 3x3 tefachim of shar begadim. How do I know that becomes tamei as well? Tama lomar, Torah comes to teach you. Oh beged. So this is what Rava says. Rava says, Reb Shimon, yes, there may be two psukim, but Reb Shimon holds of this drasha of the word o beged, to come to teach me that even 3x3 tefachim of shar begadim can become tame. So now it throws back at Abaye. Vabaye, hi o beged, my ovidle. What does Abaye do with that extra o? So the Gemara responds simply, mi baile la rabos shlosh al shlosh b'tzemer ufishtim dimitame bishratzim. He says that teaches me that, right, the O Beged, which is written by Shratzim, teaches me that we should include 3x3 right, shalosh, not shalosha, so 3x3 etzbaos by tzemer ufishtim, that is tamei mishratzim. right? That if it's that, I mean, it could be, I would think only if it's three by, only if it's like a real garment, or maybe three by three tefachim. But even three by three etzba'os by tzemer ufishtim is going to be tami v'shotzim. And I learned that from O Beged. That's not just clothing, but O, there's some inclusion, some extra piece. What is the extra piece? Even if it's just shlosha or shlosha etzba'os, but again, all talking tzemer ufishtim only, not shar begadim. And what we learn from here is that they're tamei b'shratzim. So, what does Rava do with that? So, Rava would need to learn that din. So, v'Rava gale rachmana gabi negayim v'hu adin l'shratzim. Rava says, I don't need an extra limud for that. The Torah revealed it regarding negayim. The Torah taught this principle by negayim, as you just said. And that's the din for shratzim. Or not as you just said. We didn't just say that. But we learned it by negayim, and that's the same din for shratzim, which is what we call binyanav. That there's a din that we see by negayim that if it's shloshal shloshetz baos but samaro fishdim, then it's matame that becomes tame by right three by three it's baos it's tame by negayim. So he says, and you would just apply the same thing over to shratzim, not a problem, right? Rashi over here just says, right, derabia min vihabeged, right? We learn by negayim, vihabeged. Right? So we learn that even if it's not just clothing, but even if it's three by three etzbos, it'll become tame. Vihu adin l'shratzim, and the same would apply not just by negayim, by shratzim as well. Dekev and dechsiv behen beged, ki hasa mina yafina and bebinyan av. It's a binyan av. So there's not, but the it's not so simple. But Abaye is going to say back. Hold on, ika lemifrach. We're able to question that. You just wanted to do like a mamatzinu, a binyanav. You wanted to say, look, we learned the din by negayim, and therefore we also apply to shratzim. So negayim apply to shratzim. So he says, ika lemifrach mal negayim shekain shesi ve'erev mitame behem. Right? How can you compare it to negayim? That by negayim, we have a shesi and an erev that it becomes tame, which we learned in the previous one, but we spoke about that, where it's like just the prepared threads that are going to be like vertical and horizontal, the what's it called, the warp and the woof, whatever it is. So even those become tame, meaning we see a great chumrah when it comes to negayim, that even if it's just shesi and erev, it already has tumah. So you're going to take a din by negayim and apply it to shratzim. It's a chumrah. So you can't apply a binyan av from a strict case to a more lenient case. Meaning the assumption right now that Abaye is saying is that negayim are more chamur. Even a shesi and an erev, even threads, not even into made into a cloth, are become tameh. You're going to tell me that a din by negayim of three by three etzbaos, that chumrah is going to apply to shratzim as well? You can't do that. Mal negayim shekin shesi ve'erev mitameh bahem. Ve'idach, and what would Rava say back? He would say, hold on, you're going to tell me negayim are more machmir? If you're going to tell me that negayim are more machmir, so lichtov rachmana gabe shratzim v'le sugayim minayhu. If it's really true that negayim across the board are more machmir than shratzim, then the din should only be taught by negayim, and then I would apply everything to shratzim as a kavachomer. Right? But we don't do that. Right, meaning we have limudim by both. Rashi says, "V'idach yisak datach v'rava amar lecha al karchacha l'shlosh al shlosh al shlosha b'shar begadim asa de'ilu gimel al gimel b'tzemer ufishtim b'shratzim min negayim yalef." You will learn shratzim from negayim. Di negayim chamiri, because if negayim are really more machmir, lichtov rachmana high ribuya b'shratzim v'lishtok mi ribuya dehabeged b'negayim. Right. What really should happen is that we shouldn't say anything by the negayim, and learn everything. All of these dinim, learn them by shiratzim, and then apply it. Negayim are so machmir. Apply negayim by kavachomer and learn everything. But the Torah doesn't do that, and the Gemara doesn't do that. The Torah writes certain extra phrases by both Negayim and Shiratzim. Rashi says Ela drasha achrisios, right? It comes to teach us a different drasha, meaning that clearly Negayim are not just across the board more machmir than Shiratzim. Okay. So right, the Isal Chadaitach says, so the Vidach, Rava says, Isal Chadaitach Negayim Chamiri Lichtav Rachman Agavi Shratzim V'leisu Negayim, and now you learn Negayim from it. So clearly it's not the case. Abaye would respond back. The Edach, the other one would say, Negayim Shratzim Lo Asu. You can't learn Negayim from Shratzim. What's the reason for that? De'ika L'mifrach, because you're able to ask the following question, Ma L'Shratzim Shekein Matame B'Ke'adasha. Right, Shiratzim are. You're able to ask that Shiratzim have an extra chumrah over Negayim, in that they are metame with keadasha, with just a lentil, right? Adashim, we see, right? So the size of a lentil is the size that it becomes tamei. While we take a look at Rashi just tells us, the negayim be'inan kigris. The negayim require the size of a gris, which is like a bean. It's a lot bigger than an adasha, than the size of a lentil. So we see that there's a chumrah by shratzim over negayim. And because of that, if there's a chumrah over there, So we can't really apply any kavachomers, and we can't. If each one has a different type of chomer, then we can't really apply these dinim, and therefore we need to teach each one on its own. So that's right. So that's where we kind of leave off this discussion. Doesn't really go back to, and what would Rava say? Tosos addresses that over here. He says Shekem Atame Kadasha. He says V'Rava Afal Gav DePircha Gemura. He, even though it's like a good question against Rava, Lo Chashiv Le Delahavi El Gilei Mil. Says Tosos over here. I didn't look at it carefully. I just skimmed it, but he'll address what we would say back to Rava. But so we're going to hold that piece for now. That's the back and forth, and that's what they would do with these limudim. That's how they would explain everything. Okay, Amar Abaye. Now Abaye is going to throw a monkey wrench into the whole system. Not so much, a little bit though. Amar Abaye, Hai Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael Mapich Mi Idach. Now everything we said about this Tana of de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, he's coming to like exclude from another one. Rashi explains Kolomar Motzei Hu Misvaras Idach. Meaning that there are a couple of Tanayim in the Bei Rabbi Yishmael. I'm sure there are many. And what we're going to have is sometimes you have different teachings from the Bei Rabbi Yishmael, and there's machlokes. So we're about to quote another opinion of Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, and it's going to seem to go against, at least according to Abaye, against what we previously said in the name of Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Remember, it's not Rabbi Yishmael talking. It's one of the Tanayim in his yeshiva, in his academy. So Abaye says, "Hi, Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, mapich mi idach Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael." Comes to like exclude, take out another one. De Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, because the second teaching of Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, beged ainli ela. The pasuk says beged ainli ela beged samer fishtim. So I only know that a beged semer afishtim becomes tameh. Minayin l'rabos semer gamalim. How do I know that even camel wool, mitsemer arnavim, and rabbit wool, and notza shel izim, which literally means feathers of goats, which is a funny image. Tosos over here, v'notza shel izim, He's medayik on this lashon. He's like wondering why like it's feathers. He explains. I think deikri notza osin begadim velo sak val shem shemorti notza kimo notza tarnagolim, because the way that they get the goat hair is like through plucking it like feathers. So it's called feathers over here. But it means like goat hair. Vahashirin vahakalach vahasrikin. These are different types of silks. We saw this a couple of blad ago. Remember the discussion about what could be used as wick. So the different types of silk, shirim, nakalach, astrikin. Rashi over here doesn't elaborate, but we see the previous dapin. So how do I know that all of these materials will also become tameh? Not just semru fishtim, tamalomar, obeged. Come teach us obeged, this extra word o. So this is clearly against what we had just said about Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel before was saying that that only tzemer ufishtim become tamei, right? And right, you look at the top of the previous amud, right? That's exactly the teaching. Top of the previous amud is Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel amru. Like three lines down. Hadamar and Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. My he the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. That only tzemer ufishtim. And over here we have a teaching of the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel that we only know from the Torah, from the word beged, that it's only tzemer ufishtim. How do we know also camel wool and rabbit wool and goat hair and these different types of silk? How do we know those too? Because it says oh beged. So this clearly these are. Going against each other, these two opinions of Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Rava Amar, Rava disagrees. Rava Amar, ki leis le lahach Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel b'shar begadim. So he actually argues and says that the two opinions of Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel are not going against each other. Rather, the first Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, the one that we quoted on the top of the previous Amud, is not saying Bishar Begadim, Leis Lalahach Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel Bishar Begadim Shlosha al Shlosha Islay. That he says, no, really the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel on the previous Amud, he's only talking about 3x3 etzbaos, but 3x3 tfachim, he would hold it can become Tamei. And therefore, there's no contradiction between the two Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. The previous Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel and the previous Amud, he's saying that really, it's not just Semeru Fishtim, right? Rather, it's only Semeru Fishtim if it's 3x3 etzbos. But if it's 3x3 tvachim, even Shar Begadim. And that's why the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel over here asks about camel wool and rabbit wool and all these other basically Shar Begadim, because over here he's talking about where it's 3x3 Tvachim. So according to Rava now, the two Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuels work out. But there's a big problem with Rava saying this, right? Because this is against what Rava just previously said, how he interpreted it. V'ha Rava hu da'amar shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim l'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar islay l'Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel lislay. But Rava himself was the one who explained, when he explained Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel earlier, he said that Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel holds that, right? He says that there's a distinction between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, and Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel holds that Shar Begadim definitely not. Right? Definitely not. It doesn't become Tameh. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that Shar Begadim can become Tameh if it's 3x3 Tvachim. But now he's applying that opinion to Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, meaning he can't suggest such a thing. Rava just suggests, the way Rava, we spent a whole amud and a half trying to understand Rava, who understands Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, holding Shar Begadim do not become Tameh, and all of a sudden Rava over here, he's saying, no, of course, Tana Debei Shmuel holds that Shar Begadim become Tameh if it's as long as it's 3x3 Tvachim, but not 3x3 Tvachim, I suppose. He can't say that. So we're going to have two ways to resolve this contradiction within Rava. One is Hadar Bei Rava Me'agi. Rava retracted. He retracted. He originally learned it one way, then he retracted the other way. Tosos just says Umishum Shalo Yachlok Hahu Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael. Aha, Hadar Bei Me'agi. The reason he retracted is that he didn't want the contradiction in the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. So once he learned the second Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, he said, "Okay, you're right. I'd rather make the two Tanaim of Beit Rabbi Shmuel agree, and therefore I'm going to reinterpret it. And he went back on his original pshat in it, which is fair. Viba Yisema, and there's another approach that we could also suggest. Ha Rav Papa Amra. I was just going to make a correction. We're going to see another answer. It's not really going to solve the Rava problem, but it'll solve the Tanya Beir B'Shmel problem. That's going to be the next Amud. But here's the next way to resolve the issue. Rav Papa. It was Rav Papa who said it. It wasn't really Rava. And this is how Rav Papa really resolved it. Ha Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa said it. And Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa said, Af Kol La'asuye Kiloyim. He says that when Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel in the previous Amud, right, four lines down in the previous Amud, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel said that, or he said his teaching of Tzemer Ufishtim, and he says, Af Kol, and this is for everything. So to everything, Tzemer Ufishtim. So we originally thought that he's saying that Tzemer Ufishtim never becomes Tameh. And that would seem to disagree with this new Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, the second Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. But now Rav Papa is saying, no. When he said Af Kol, he wasn't saying that Tzemer Ufishtim never becomes Tameh. If it's 3x3 Tvachim, it does become Tameh. What's Af Kol, like the and so too everything, is Tzemer Ufishtim, Lasui Kiloyim. He's coming to teach us, he meant so to everything, it's coming to include kiloyim, that the halacha is for kiloyim, the isser of shatness is only tzemer ufishtim. It's not any other types of materials. It's not shar begadim. The only two materials that will be shatness will be kiloyim, when it comes to clothing, kiloy begadim, are tzemer ufishtim. That's what he meant. Meaning the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel don't disagree. Of course they hold. If it's 3x3 tvachim, even shar begadim will become tamei. But when we're saying, but the first Tana Debei Shmuel, we're talking about three etzbaos, only that tzemer ufishtim becomes tamei. And he says, af kol, so to everything, he meant so to kilayim are only kilayim if it's tzemer ufishtim. Yeah? So now we're going to refute that very quickly. Hold on. Kilayim behed yaksivi bei lo silva shatnes tzemer ufishtim yachtov. What are you talking about? It says explicitly you're not allowed to wear shatnes of tzemer ufishtim together. What in the world would Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, the first Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, be teaching me by saying, af kol, oh, you know, just like tzemer ufishtim, only 3x3 tvachim become tamei, 3x3 at spos become kantalai only by tzemer ufishtim, and so too kilayim is only tzemer ufishtim. I know that there's an explicit pasuk in Kisetze which tells me that it says lo silva shatnes tzemer ufishtim yachdav. No. In defense of Rav Papa, the Gemara says no. Sochu da'itach amina, because what would I have said? Hani mili derech levisha. This is only levisha. Because there are two psukim, one is sefer Vayikra, one is sefer Devarim, regarding kiloy begadim shatnes. One of them says lo sa'ale, and over here it says lo silbash tzemer ufishtim. The tzemer ufishtim are only mentioned by the levisha. So what might I have thought? Says the Gemara in defense of Rav Papa. I might have thought that when it comes to tzemer ufishtim, I can't wear it. Hani mili derek levisha, avo baha Allah, but just throwing it on top of myself, we're much more strict. Kol tre mine usser. Any two different types of cloth are forbidden. Right? That's what I would think. Says Rav Papa. Therefore, Rav Tana Debei Rishon has to come and teach us. No, the tzemer ufishtim, it's by shatnes, meaning not just levisha, even just putting it on yourself, it's only tzemer ufishtim, it's not other types of, not shar begadim. The Gemara responds, what? The lav kavachomer? Isn't it a kavachomer? Uma levisha, dekamis hani kule gufe, mikilayim, amarta tzemer ufishtim, ein midi acharina, So So we say just by, but levisha, which where your whole entire body is mishani, its whole entire body is benefiting from the klayim. Amarta, and we say tsemro fishtim in midyach rina lo. We say that by levisha, which is definitely a more strict thing than ha'alah, just putting it on yourself as opposed to wearing it fully. My whole body is benefiting from that. And what do we say by levisha? That tsemro fishtim is the problem, but any other species are fine. Any sharbagarim is fine. Lo kol shekein? So ha'alah, lo kol shekein? Wouldn't all the more so we know that if it's just halal, then of course you're not going to be more strict and say, well, not just semer fishtim shar begadim as well. Of course not. Right? So right, the Gemara tried to argue that what the Tana Beit Rishmael is teaching me that semer fishtim is not just a din by three etzbaos that it becomes tameh, but also by shatnes that it's only semer fishtim, it's not other species. Okay, we know that by Levisha, but even by Ha'alah, well, of course by Ha'alah, that's a Kal v'chomer. We want to respond, Eladur of Papa Bedusahi. Rather, this answer of Papa is just, it's not true. It's a joke, it's fake, but it's not true. It's like a complete rejection of this answer. And then the Gemara says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is going to have a different approach to dealing with the Tana debate, Rabbi Shmuel's, but that's going to go into the next Amud. So we will hold it here.